Good morning. Welcome back in on The Point. Thank you for spending some of your Tuesday with us. Got the Home Advocates coming your way in a half hour or so. Look forward to that. But something we always look forward to, and we have finally gotten to that point, and that is the Positive Points on Aging. And we are very happy to welcome back in Karen Pickard from over at Oak Leaf Village in Lexington. She joins us now to talk a little bit and have some fun with us and talk about aging well, especially when it comes to nutrition. Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
I'm happy to put away my flippers and not having to be walking the rain for a few days.
Yeah. It's been a wet 4 or 5 days for us. And you know, I was noticing when I took the dog out for a walk, the grass is so saturated right now with rain. We need a couple of days just to kind of
Just to dry out.
Dry out a little bit.
It's funny, you don't get to stop walking your dog just because you're having downpours.
Nope. She's got to go when she's got to go.
Got to go, that's right.
Yes, that's true.
Well, today, Kevin, we're going to talk about a subject that is sort of near and dear to my heart. I love to talk about food.
If you've listened to us, I think you kind of know.
Exactly.
Yeah, we find ourselves very interested in that also.
But I'm not overly fond about nutrition because that's telling me what I shouldn't be doing and more of probably what I enjoy is not necessarily on the list of things that are good for me at this point.
I understand that. But
the whole idea is to eat healthy and age well and not have to be catching up in the final stretches. And
exactly.
That's unfortunately what most of us end up doing.
Exactly.
You don't realize that you're overweight and been eating poorly until your knees start to give out and you think, oh, I probably should have lost that 30 pounds 20 years ago.
Exactly. It is what it is.
It is. And nutrition does affect your lifestyle. It affects your brain. It affects your heart. It affects pretty much everything. And sadly, you know, you were doing your COVID update.
Right.
And you always say that usually people have at least two major health conditions that pass away from COVID. And one of the things is diabetes and heart disease.
Right.
All of which can be helped by your diet. And so we need to be aware of all those kinds of things. You know, diet affects, as we age, our metabolic rate declines, so we don't lose weight as quickly as we used to.
I've noticed.
Yeah, well, wait till you get to be my age. It gets ugly after
I hope I get to be your age one day.
Yeah, you will. I don't go there. And you know, it's just, it's hard to lose that weight. We need to be more active. I've noticed, I was thinking about this as I was doing research for this radio spot. The younger kids these days, I know my kids, they're very active. They exercise. They're very much, well, one of them is, the other one's not, very much aware of what they're eating and putting into their bodies. When I was growing up, we were told about a diet pyramid and what's good for you, but we didn't really talk much about exercising when I was coming along. That was kind of a new trend. I remember when aerobics became the thing. Jane Fonda and her aerobics.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, but
Richard Simmons.
Thank gosh we had them because, you know, they did do a lot for people.
Yeah.
And it does help you age well if you are active and doing things like exercise. Strength training is hugely important, though, as you age.
Absolutely.
The more strength training you do, the better your bone structure is.
And I think people need to understand, like, what you're talking about, especially with our seniors. When we're talking about that kind of stuff, you know, we're not talking about, you know, sending them over to the gym and having them work the big Nautilus machines. Even if it's just the little light weights and things like that, you know, stuff like
you
that.
You can use soup cans.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's a lot more weight than some people ever pick up.
And, right.
And or a milk carton even. So, you know, utilize things around your house. I know I've been unpacking a lot of new residents coming into Oakley Village, and I find that I'm a little sore after I've been bending and squatting all day, picking up stuff off the ground and putting it up on a shelf. So just little things like that. Being more active is very important. You know, age-related issues are going to happen, and you can't really you can't stop aging.
No, obviously.
And that's one thing I want to say. But, you know, there are things that we can do for our diet that are very important. And I guess I never thought about this. You always hear about cutting out fat and doing all that sort
of
stuff.
Right.
But protein is something that you really need to increase as you age. And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it, protein is something that's good for you. Probably not red meats.
Sure.
But chicken and fish.
Right, yeah, poultry and things like that. But you know what, Karen? It's frustrating now because, remember, we were all raised on that food pyramid.
Good, yep.
And they've changed it so much. And it seems like every day I read a story here with Brian, and it's like everything you knew your whole life, they're now telling you was wrong.
Absolutely.
You know, so you got to go on what the latest is and how things have changed and things like that. And you're right. I mean, it used to be, let's get everybody nice and strong by giving them this or giving them that.
Right.
Now, not so much. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and I know my mother used to say to me when I was a kid, give them 20 years, they'll change it. And that's kind of the truth. You know, remember, we always were told to eat carbohydrates.
Right,
and, you know, unless you're really doing a lot of exercise and carbohydrates.
It's the last thing you want to be doing is eating carbs and more carbs.
More carbs. It's bad for you.
Exactly.
But I read something the other day that I didn't realize. I was reading about different types of diets. And one of the things that I try to follow because I can, it's easy for me, is the keto type diet.
Right.
I love bread, but I can cut it out. And apparently it's not as bad for you as they tried to say it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe Atkins did know something that we don't know now.
Right.
It's amazing to me how it does change.
That's what I'm saying is again, you know, be smart about what you're doing and don't go fad diety.
No.
Because, I mean, that's never going to be a smart way to go crazy one direction.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's some common sense now I think you can apply to this kind of stuff, what you were talking about with proteins and things like that. Because what you do know for sure is, you know, with aging, certain things we know to be true. You talked about, everything from muscle tone being lost and slower metabolism, and we know about all that stuff. And your body changes. I mean, for example, poor Brian's about to turn 40 in April, and I will tell you, he can't handle fried foods anymore.
Right.
He can't handle milk anymore. You know, he's gotten lactose intolerant. I mean, he's crumbling in front of us.
I'm sorry to hear that, Brian.
So it's so sad to see it happen. I've known him since he was a young tyke. And I will tell you, you know, to watch him just basically breaking down in front of us, it's quite sad.
He might want to step in here now and defend himself.
truth hurts.
It does. I am fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Unfortunately, we all have to suffer through it. But you know, you learn to watch your body. Pay attention to what makes you, it makes you feel bad. If you learn that you can't do milk anymore, then don't do it.
Do the milk substitutes or whatever if you want that.
The options.
The lactate and all that stuff. You know, now they've got the gluten-free foods for people that. At least there's things out there for you. Now they've got plant-based, you know, burgers and stuff like that. If you can't handle the red meat and all that, whatever. So there's a lot of things that you can do to substitute to still find a quality of life. But the important thing is make sure that, as you said, we don't like to be told about what to eat that's nutritional and things like that. But you have no choice. But really keep an eye on what you're doing when the metabolism slows.
It's for your future.
Yeah.
It really is.
So you have a future.
Yeah, that you have one that you want to be a part of. I mean, yeah, there's diets now that I'd like to talk about eventually about, you know, how to prevent or slow down. You can't prevent it, but slow down dementia and Alzheimer's. And there's foods and there's things that they're studying now that are really helping that.
Yeah, and we'll know more as time goes on. I mean, you know, compared to what we knew 5 years ago, we know more today, and we'll know 5 years from now. It'll be not just incremental that we'll learn, but maybe exponential. You know, that'll be really fast that we start making some breakthroughs and learning more, because again, they're finally studying Alzheimer's and giving it the attention that it needs, because they realize the segment of our population right now is massive. Right now, that is dealing with this.
And we're seeing younger and younger people coming in with some form of dementia now. And it's very frightening. And again, how much of it was diet, how much of it was lack of exercise and lifestyle choices.
Sure, sure.
And you know, we all have to be aware of our lifestyle choices.
Absolutely right about that. We'll do our break. We're going to get the Fox Business Report. When we come back, though, we'll get into some of the specifics that you were talking about.
Okay.
You started to talk about protein. There's some other things I want to talk about with you that we think are really, really helpful. And these are things that you need to, you know, when you go over to mom and dad's house, you want to make sure that the house has some of this stuff in there. You want to make sure that you're being smart about this kind of stuff. Check mom and dad's fridge, and we'll talk more about that when we get back. First, the Fox Business Report, and then more coming your way. We continue our positive points of aging. Stay with us. So glad you're listening in on The Point.
Mornings with Kev. the Bark Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
So happy you're with us. I really appreciate it. It is about 8 minutes now before 9 o'clock, and I'm so glad to have Karen Pickard with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. It's the Positive Points on Aging brought to you by Oakleaf Village. They are great partners of ours here at The Point. We really appreciate them, and we want to get back into things here on the program. So let's do that now. We're talking about nutrition and aging well, and we want to dive back into what we were discussing here. You had started talking about some of the things, Karen, that go along with aging well that are important for our diet.
Yeah, we talked about protein a little bit, but one thing I really do want to stress, hydration.
Mm-hmm.
We all think we drink enough, but one of the things that we really don't do, coffee and tea and sodas don't really count. They really are not the best thing. You need to be drinking water, lots and lots of water.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's really true for older people. It stops with infections. It helps with everything.
Your skin.
Because
your skin gets thinner as you get, you know, and so this keeps your skin more moist
and supple.
And elastic.
Yep.
And all of that stuff. And you bruise less and all that stuff when you have more water in your system.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm constantly talking to my mother about that. And she says exactly, I'm drinking plenty of water.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know.
Probably not.
No, probably not as much as you should be.
And that, again, is something that I think younger people have figured out. And you see everybody walking around with either a bottled water or a cup with water or some kind of drink in it.
Sure.
But you do need to be aware of what you're drinking. Even flavored waters you have to be careful with because they can have sucrose in it or something.
Yeah,
in
some
it.
Sugary
some
or
sugary
something.
Or substitute.
One
anything.
Of those substitutes that are not healthy that you think are, there's no calories, there's no this, there's no that. Yeah, but does it have all the toxins and all that
What
junk
are the
in
other
it?
Things that they're putting in your body?
Yeah.
So you've got to be careful
all
with that.
All these ingredients that you can't even pronounce.
Right, exactly. If you can't pronounce it, you probably shouldn't be eating it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and then we talk a little bit about the protein. One of the things that is really good for you, sorry, Brian, you can't do this, but is milk. Milk is good for protein, but it's also going to hydrate you. But with all the substitutes you can do, almond milk or soy milk, all those things are really good for you. And that puts calcium and vitamin D in your body. And as you age, you need calcium, particularly women, to help with osteoporosis. It slows that down. Vitamin D is really important for our bone structure.
Really is.
The other thing, and I kind of want to stress this in a way that says we really don't know and we really can't prevent dementia.
Right.
But we do know that our lifestyle and our diets can affect it. Anti-inflammatories are good for you because inflammation is one of the things that they're finding that causes dementia, inflammation in the brain.
Right.
So you need to be aware of it. And everybody's heard of the Mediterranean diet, and everybody's talked about the Mediterranean diet and all the foods that are in it. But it really is, they're seeing that it is a good diet for us.
Give me a couple examples. When you say the Mediterranean diet, I mean, as you said, we've heard of it, but what are some of the, I mean, like when you talk about Atkins, we always think immediately protein,
right.
No carbs. So when you say the Mediterranean diet, is there a real strong theme to that?
It's kind of the same as Atkins. I mean, they do offer, you can't have carbs in it, but leafy green vegetables. Everybody says the same thing. Dark leafy green vegetables are really good for you.
Right.
And you should be eating them. I'm in trouble. I'm not a real fan of leafy green vegetables, but you've got to eat them.
And the darker, the better.
Yes, that's
what
they say.
If you can eat spinach instead of eating just like regular lettuce, much better for you.
It's much better for you.
Yeah.
And even if you eat a darker lettuce as opposed to iceberg, it's better for you.
Well, iceberg lettuce is just water, mostly. It's just there's
not
a lot
like
of nutrition.
It's kind of like celery. There's
not a lot of nutrition there. Yeah.
It's a good way to get other things in, but not necessarily good for you.
Right.
Berries. Everybody's heard blueberries are wonderful for you. And I figure a couple times in the spring when I'm picking blueberries, it's really good for me because you're supposed to eat those. They're full of antioxidants, and they're very good for you. Grains, whole grains, though, white, we have proven with all the gluten intolerant stuff that they're showing that white flour is just not good for you.
Right.
So any whole grains you can take in
are
better. Chicken's better than beef. I'm a real fan of beef, though, and so it's hard for me to say eat a lot of chicken because it's not my favorite food. But
right.
You should be eating more chicken and fish.
Well, and that's fine. And again, you don't need to cut beef out, red meat out altogether. You just, everything that we're talking about needs to be proportional and common sense.
And common sense.
Because I'll tell you right now, tell me I can't eat beef and you might as well just shoot me. Because, I mean, cows and I get along. I like cow.
There's some other, I like lamb too, you know.
There
we
you
do
go.
Well, did it.
There
so
you go.
I just
exactly.
assume have that. But
exactly. Just moderation.
Yeah, I understand that. This is one that always kind of cracks me up because everybody is always afraid of alcohol. But one glass of wine, particularly red wine, is not going to be the worst thing in the world. Again, moderation.
Right.
You don't want to be drinking too much. And I know that we've talked about this here on the show before. We're seeing a lot of alcohol abuse with COVID lockdown. That's not what we're talking about.
No, no, no.
And
don't let that wine be a substitute for the water we were just talking about either.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to drink the water.
Right.
And cooking in olive oil is a very big item that they use for the Mediterranean
mm-hmm.
diet. I mean, I love olive oil, and I know that a lot of people use it to for their bread now. Instead of using butter, they use olive oil to dip their breads in. And that's a really good thing if you get a good quality olive oil. It has great flavor to it.
Yeah, you can do a lot with that, cooking and with flavoring.
Right.
Things like that.
Yes. Stay away from fried foods. It's a horrible thing to say to people in the South. We all like our fried foods, but it's really not good for you.
Moderation.
Yeah.
Have it every now and then, but you can't live on it.
Yep, you really can't, and we do. And I remember as one thing from my childhood I do remember that I do think is still very consistent. When you're fixing a dinner plate, make sure it's got colors on it, not all one color.
Right, right.
The more colorful the plate, probably the more healthy that plate is
well
going to be for you.
Well said.
And it's easy to remember that.
Well, those are some of the tips that I think are important for people to understand when it comes to your dieting and things along those lines. You just got to understand what it is we're trying to do here. Is nobody is trying to tell you can't have your favorites. You just need to be careful about what you're doing.
You can overdrink. You can drink as much water, though, as you need to, though.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good rule.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Karen. I appreciate it. Great job, as always. Really appreciate it. How
thank
can people
you.
Find you at Oakley Village?
Oakley Village, 803-808-3477.
Very nice. Well, thank you for coming on in. Appreciate
thank
that.
You.
We'll catch up with you guys next Tuesday. Karen and Marsha from Oakleaf Village with Positive Points on Aging. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.